Another warning today about the effects of climate change, though, this time on our oceans. A team of scientists in Australia has found that warming seas are destroying reefs in a matter of weeks, not years. That's because marine heat waves aren't only bleaching corals, as we previously thought, but killing them almost instantly. Eleanor Whitehead reports.
Since 2016, warming waters have killed off about half of the Great Barrier Reef. And it seems that's not only because of bleaching, a process which can kill coral over a period of years.
The severity of these heatwave events is beyond that bleaching process. It's actually at a point where the coral animal itself is dying from the warm water. So it's not a gradual process.
Tracy Ainsworth is an associate professor at the University of New South Wales. She co-authored a report which shows that marine heatwaves are causing even more damage than previously thought.
Those corals were falling apart. The tissue was falling apart and very quickly getting colonised by algae, which are growing over the coral skeleton and eroding it. And there's no way that the corals can come back from that.
Bleaching destroys corals' colourful algae, leaving it to slowly starve. But corals can recover if overheated waters cool back down. So these new findings ring serious alarm bells for the reef.
From when they were first being exposed to the temperature stress until we were seeing that coral decay was a matter of weeks. It's a really, really quick process, whereas in the past we've always talked about that bleaching process happening quite slowly and then mortality being a consequence over time.
Back-to-back marine heatwaves in 2016 and 2017 caused unprecedented damage to the reef, and Tracy Ainsworth says these mortality events will become more common as ocean heatwaves hit harder and more often.
This is another warning that globally we really need to act to improve the trajectory for reefs. This is becoming a global concern.
Imogen Zethoven is Director of Strategy for the Australian Marine Conservation Society.
We've got a crisis on our hands with the warming of the oceans, even at 1 degree above pre-industrial levels of carbon emissions, that corals are dying immediately from a severe heat stress. We have to act urgently. We have to act and drastically reduce greenhouse gas emissions in Australia and around the world if we're going to have the coral reef survive into the future.
Imogen Zethoven from the Australian Marine Conservation Society, ending that report from Eleanor Whitehead.